At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This is the Minnesota Tim podcast. Excuse my voice because I have been battling a cold for almost a week now, so I'm not sure if it's a sinus infection or what's going on, but please rate and review the podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast, and thank you to all the downloads. This has been the most downloaded month in Minnesota Tim podcast history. So I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and downloading, and listening, and sharing, and talking, because I see the numbers, and I'm grateful for that. So the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Arizona Cardinals post-bye week and have moved to 6-1 on the season. They play the Washington Commanders next week. Should be a win, but the Commanders are a tougher opponent than I think most people anticipate or even know of with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. I think Taylor Heinicke instills this belief in the Washington Commanders that Carson Wentz did not, just based on the history of the two players and the recent successes of those players. So my wife and I, we went to the game on Sunday. It was the first Vikings game I've ever been to, regular season or preseason. It was the first game my wife has been to in the regular season. She's been to a preseason game. And first time, obviously, at the U.S. Bank Stadium. Never been there before for any other event. And it was a great venue. I don't think there was a bad seat in the house. We were in the upper deck along the 10-yard line, just off the 50. And we could see everything. And we were not, like, in the nosebleeds, but we had a runny nose, that's for sure. And we could see everything that was going on in the bank. So great seats. We got seats before the season started, and they were like $80 a piece. Now, if you go for a ticket, now that the Vikings are 6-1, they're probably double that, maybe. So glad we got the tickets before the season. Some takeaways from going to the game versus watching it on television. I was surprised how much I noticed watching the game in person versus on television. So when you're sitting at home on the couch with some food and drink in your hand watching the game, it's very enjoyable. It's relaxing. You're literally on the field watching the game. So when I went to the game, I was very excited. I was super excited. It's the first game I've ever been to. I was excited about the atmosphere, excited about the venue, but I was wondering just how much of the football game I was going to notice, just how many takeaways I would understand, how many opinions I would have coming out of this game, because we're watching the game in person. You're not on Twitter checking everything every second. You're not seeing the slow-mo instant replays and the analysis from the commentators in the game. So a couple of examples of that. So the 12 men on the field penalty that happened, I believe, in the third quarter. Kevin O'Connell was pissed, and I could see him all the way from our section. And the Arizona Cardinals went hurry up offense. Kyler Murray is like 3rd and 20, trying to catch the Minnesota Vikings defense off guard. And I was literally watching the Minnesota Vikings defensive players run off the field. And I turned towards my wife and I said, they're going hurry up offense because they're trying to get the Minnesota Vikings 12 men on the field, get some more yards, have a better opportunity to get a first down. I saw the Vikings players run off the field, and then they called hike. The quarterback said hike, and they ran their play, and I think he ran for like 2 yards and then ran out of bounds. Kyler Murray did. After that play is done, the officials throw the flag and then have a long discussion and call 12 men on the field. Now, I can tell you for a fact, I don't know what the TV showed, but I can tell you for a fact that the Minnesota Vikings players were off the field because I was watching them run off the field because I thought it would have been an automatic first down. Apparently, it's just a 5-yard penalty. So that's why I was closely watching that play. Something that I noticed in person that I wouldn't have noticed on television. Another big thing I noticed watching the game in person, the amount of coverage Justin Jefferson gets throughout the game. Now, we all understand that JJ gets double coverage, and we all understand that he is used as a decoy throughout the game. But you don't quite grasp that fully until you watch Justin Jefferson demand 2 players to him every single play. The announcers can say it, they can show it once or twice on the instant replay, but when it's happening time and time and time again, when it's happening on every single play, when they use Justin Jefferson as a decoy and he's out here to the right and it draws 2 or 3 defenders to him and it opens up this area on the field and Munt scores a touchdown or KJ Osborne scores a touchdown or they run the ball to Cook or Madison up the middle and they score a touchdown, Justin Jefferson has such a huge influence on every single play, even when he doesn't touch the ball. And that's a mark of a great player. He's had a couple of drops this season where he shouldn't have had a couple of drops. He's a little cocky, but all receivers are, especially great ones. I mean, look at the great receivers around the league. Stephon Diggs, cocky as hell. Justin Jefferson, obviously, super cocky. A.J. Brown, oh my goodness, he pointed at 3 defenders when he scored, or was it 2 defenders when he scored a touchdown in the Eagles? Super cocky. I don't know if you need to have that cocky factor in order to be a great wide receiver, because I think you can be a humble and great wide receiver, but Justin Jefferson is a great and a cocky wide receiver. And the catch that he had on 3rd and 6, which changed the game, amazing. I mean, I don't know what to say about that, but I was sitting next to my wife, of course, and she says, I think we're going to get a first down here. I think the Vikings are going to throw it to JJ. And I was like, okay, we'll see what happens here. And then Kirk Cousins throws basically a jump ball pass to Justin Jefferson. And, you know, the announcers will say, oh, it's 50-50 ball. But you give Justin Jefferson an opportunity to catch the ball one-on-one, the chances of him catching the ball are probably 70-30 instead of 50-50. So give the guy some chances. And maybe we're starting to see that trust build between Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson, because I don't know if Kirk Cousins throws that pass last season. We don't see Kirk Cousins throw that pass much this season, but on 3rd and 6, when a play needed to be made, Kirk Cousins threw a perfect pass and gave Justin Jefferson an opportunity to make a play. And we don't always see that side of Kirk Cousins. A couple of other notes about this game. So on the punt muff from the Arizona Cardinals, when the Vikings were up 28-26 and they punted in the 4th quarter, I believe, the punt returner muffed the punt. And this is just hilarious to me because I think it's just the most stupid thing you can do. So we're in section 345. We're on, well, in the 4th quarter at this point, we are in the Arizona Cardinals end zone. And the punt went to, I don't know, the 20-yard line of the Vikings' side of the field. So it's on the opposite side of the field. And we're in the upper deck, as high as you can go. And he muffs the punt. and players are obviously trying to recover the fumble, and then they're diving all over the place, going crazy, you know, trying to get the fumble. And you see the entire section in 345, not the entire section, but I don't know, maybe 85, 90% of the people in our section were pointing their hands like players do on the sidelines, even though they have no idea, like players do that are not even inside the pile, even though they don't have any idea, pointing towards the sideline or the way of the Minnesota Vikings. I just find that the most hilarious thing ever. You got people that are in the upper deck pointing in the Minnesota Vikings direction, acting like they got the football. You know, it's totally different in basketball. When the ball goes out of bounds and you're trying to influence the official's decision by pointing a certain way, and you are really convicted with your point, there's a chance that you could influence what the official decides in that moment. But a fumble recovery, the official has no authority over who recovers that football. So it doesn't matter if you're pointing in the Vikings' direction or in the Cardinals' direction. Whoever ends up with the football ends up with the football, and the way you point has absolutely no influence or impact over what happens in that situation. It might be just a pet peeve of mine because it's a little ridiculous. People in the triple deck, people watching it on television, pointing in either direction, thinking that they can influence what happens, I think you just should put your hands down. Another note, Vikings fans and NFL fans as a whole are absolutely crazy. We were sitting by a man in front of us. He's at the football game by himself. And on the big screen, of course, on every single third down, it doesn't matter if it's third and one, or it doesn't matter if it's third and six or third and 20. They tell the fans to stand and get loud and try to influence and make a false start or whatever. Before the big screen can even show that, this fan is standing up immediately after second down and trying to pump up the crowd in our section. The fan that tries to pump up the crowd in the section, you know, good effort, great effort. But when everyone stands, it's not because you're pumping up the crowd. Everyone is standing because a player maybe raised their hand or because the monitor says, get loud and stand. So the effort that you're putting into getting the crowd stand around you, you can just stop doing it. You can quit embarrassing yourself. Quit trying to stand out. Just watch the game. Stand when it tells you to stand. Don't try to get others to stand around you because they're not standing because you're telling them to stand. You can get loud. You can yell. You can say whatever you want to say. But just chill. Okay? One more note. Someone sitting besides us brought an e-cig into the game was smoking an e-cig almost the entire game. I'm thankful that it didn't smell, but there were puffs of smoke coming out of this individual, and I thought I saw something to my right. I'm like, wait, maybe I'm just seeing something. And then my wife said something, and I was like, wow, that person is smoking an e-cig at the Vikings game. So maybe security could be a little bit better, but those are my overall thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings, Arizona Cardinals game, being in attendance, seeing the game from the upper deck. It was enjoyable, and hey, the Vikings are undefeated when my wife and I attend a game. So if you want to Venmo me or Zelle me money to get season tickets, if you want the Minnesota Vikings to win a Super Bowl like you proclaim all the time, if you want them to win a Super Bowl, put your money where your mouth is, okay? That's all I have to say about that. Everyone, thanks for listening to the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Have a great day. Have a great week. I'll be back later this week on Wednesday with Jake's Takes. Thank you for listening and for subscribing and making the Minnesota Tim Podcast a part of your day.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.